The Chinese government is halting flights and trains from today out of Wuhan, the city of 11 million people at the center of the deadly SARS-like coronavirus outbreak, as the UN extended emergency talks on the disease. There are more than 500 confirmed cases now, and 17 people have died. All the fatalities so far have been in Hubei, the province around Wuhan, but cases have been detected in Thailand, Japan and the US. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said he was postponing a decision on whether or not to declare a global health emergency, saying he needed more information. But he praised China's measures to contain the outbreak.
What they're doing is a very, very strong measure and with full commitment. So based on the situation, taking the action that they think is appropriate is very important. We stress to them that by having a strong action, not only they will control the outbreak in their country, but they will also minimize the chances of this outbreak spreading internationally.
For more on this, we're joined from Wuhan by Kildare man Ben Kavanagh. He lives in the Chinese province that's affected. Ben, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me where you are and how you're affected by the virus.
Well, right now I'm just sitting in my apartment and there's no chance of me going outside anytime soon because everyone's saying not to leave at any point at all.
And are there people out on the streets?
Usually the street I can see from my apartment would be quite busy, but I live near a dual carriageway that I can see, and that it's almost like a ghost town.
Are people allowed out, or are they staying in because they're worried?
You are allowed out, but there's been so many rumours and things that are happening that it's just better not to. Recently, we've been told that it can transmit through eyes now. So people have been wearing masks to keep the infection at bay, but now we're being told to wear eye protection as well, because that's another way we can be infected. I believe that's how the people in the hospital have been transmitting it.
When was the last time you went out?
Maybe 2-3 days ago. I don't know, it blurs into one after a while.
Do you need to go out again soon?
I have enough water. I have plenty of water, but I am running a bit low on food. So tomorrow morning I will head out early and get to the shops. But that's the other thing. The shops, a lot of places are being closed and a lot of places have really increased their prices of food. I'm seeing celery that's tripled in price just because people are panicking and buying what they can.
Now, it's Chinese New Year this week. You're on holidays from school, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. I finished on Friday, which is, it's just come at the worst possible time, because that's why people are traveling so much, because it's holiday time and they're going to see their families.
Are you worried?
The only thing that's changed for me for the worry, nothing's really changed for the virus, but everyone's just taking it a lot more seriously. So I wasn't worried 4 or 5 days ago when it was the same situation, but now that everyone's taking it more seriously, it does play on your mind a bit.
If you have to go out tomorrow to get some food, what precautions are you going to take?
Well, I'll have a surgical mask and I'll actually probably wear swimming goggles just to be safe.
Do you know, or is it known yet, is it like flu? Can it be caught from somebody who doesn't have symptoms?
Apparently, the first symptom you'll see if you have it would be a fever, because it is like the common cold. That's, people say it's like SARS, but it's just a coronavirus. So it could be as bad as SARS or just the common cold. They're both coronaviruses. So it can be bad. But so far, the only people to have died have all been 50 plus, and most of them have been, you know, elderly.
How long are you expecting all this to last, or do you have any idea?
Oh, I have no idea. Apparently, I was talking to people earlier today and they said when this happened with SARS, it was 3 months that things were closed down and things were happening. I think that was 2002, but I have no idea what to expect. I mean, I've never been in a situation like this before.
Would you prefer to be back in general election Ireland?
I don't know. The debates might be too much for me.
Rather than being surrounded by a killer virus?
It's 50-50, to be honest.
Ben Kavanagh, originally from Kildare, but now living in the Wuhan city, which is affected by that coronavirus in China. Thank you very much for taking our call this morning. It's 8:30. Let's go back to Dublin now and get the latest news headlines with Brian Jennings.
Discover the Hyundai electric and hybrid range for 2020 with a bigger choice of models designed for eco-motoring. Discover the Kona electric, the all-new Kona hybrid, the Tucson mild hybrid, or the all-new Ioniq electric, the latest innovation in our range of eco-models. Visit Hyundai.ie to discover our electric and hybrid range, alongside our more eco-friendly Euro 6, petrol and diesel models. Hyundai, the best of all worlds. Discover why.
Just 5 more minutes.
Phones, tablets, TVs, computers. With so many screens, it can be tough to get kids up and active. Make a start by making bedrooms screen-free zones, putting the screens away during mealtimes, playing active games together, and reducing screen time by 30 minutes a day. That goes for mum and dad too. Pause for play today and start your kids on the way to a healthier life. For more ideas on getting active, visit makeastart.ie. Brought to you by Safe Food, HSE and Healthy Ireland.
RTE Radio 1. Time to
Andrea Bocelli, live in concert. Three Arena, October 21st, sold out. Due to phenomenal demand, an extra date has been added on October 22nd. The world's most acclaimed tenor with orchestra and choir. Tickets for the extra date available now from Ticketmaster.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
And we will now get the news from Brian Jennings.
Thank you, Rachel. Campaigning in the general election continues today, with political parties focusing on education, climate action, online safety and mental health. The first televised debate between the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil leaders took place last night on Virgin Media One. Health, housing, crime and the issue of pensions were among the main topics. China has effectively sealed off the city of Wuhan as it tries to contain the coronavirus outbreak that originated there. Transport services, including flights, buses and trains, have been suspended. More than 570 people are confirmed to have been infected with the respiratory virus and 17 have died. Ben Kavanagh, who is originally from Kildare, lives in Wuhan. Speaking on this programme, he said people living in the region are panicking.
Recently, we've been told that it can transmit through eyes now. So people have been wearing masks to keep the infection at bay, but now we're being told to wear eye protection as well, because that's another way we can be infected. I believe that's how the people in the hospital have been transmitting it.